I really like my new system uploading audio stuff. What I do is I record it. I save the name. I push upload, and within a few minutes, it's uploaded to my website. What I got to do though is figure out how to automate that to show up on a page. But the way it's set up, it's fine because I don't really have to do anything. The problem is the title's not as descriptive. That's all. I really like the new system. Because what happens is I'm going down the highway and something, you know how it is when you think about something, and if you don't record it right then or write it down, you'll forget it, you know. And so a lot of times you're going down the highway and you can't really write anything down, so you have to record it on your phone, you know. And it's kind of like it's a log. If you take the word log, L-O-G, you're logging your watership, right? The logos is the word. So you're actually logging the words out of your mouth, the thoughts, the sanctification process. So as you're speaking, your body's a ship. It's a water ship. The letter M is water. And so the machine, which is your body, is just a vessel to float through the ether of the spirit, ether of the word. So you're in the word. You're traveling, you're travailing in the word. You're travailing in the word. You're traveling in your water vessel. And you're becoming a new person as a portal. You're a portal, right? So as you change on the inside, you're able to speak it out as a portal, a spiritual portal to other people who can hear it. And they can change. And they can be changed, and they turn it over in their, they chew the cud, they turn stuff over in their mind, and they're changed, and they become new people. And so the whole body fitly framed together, iron sharpening iron. So as they become new people, they talk to other people, and they might come back and say, hey, books, I heard somebody say this. And I say, oh yeah, that makes sense. I've got to add an email to that website. I've got one set up. I've got to either add an email or add a page for chat, add a comment page on there. I think that's what I'll do. Add a comment. Do the program. Learn how to program it. That's what I think I'll do. I'll probably work on that this weekend. But you just upload the audio, and you log your body ship. And this would be great for anybody. Even if you don't upload it to the internet, you could log it for your own self on a disk or something. What you're thinking today, look back a year from now and see how you've grown, and you'll be amazed. If you're saved, if you're born again, if you're reading your Bible and you start logging what you're thinking or what's on your heart or mind or whatever observations or whatever object lessons, whatever you want to log, a year later, you look back, you'll say, I'm not even that person anymore. It will blow your mind. It will actually blow your mind. Logos, word. Lo and behold, G, the operating system. G, Golgotha. OS, operating system. Lo, L-O, lo and behold. The Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world. Whom we're not even worthy to even be in his presence, but that's why he went to the cross, shed the blood to make us able to get back to God through him. We're talking about undefiled, holy, separate from sinners, righteous, perfect. Didn't even speak any evil out of his mouth. You know, he called those shape-shifting Pharisees snakes. He had a right to do that. And the people who didn't have faith, he said, the only reason you followed me is because of the food. You didn't follow me because you saw the miracle. You followed me because you were hungry. It was all about getting something, stuff, you know. I mean, he rebuked some people. He wasn't walking around trying to be weak. He was telling the truth, but he was holy, righteous. Righteous judgment. He could read your mind, you know. He knows what you're thinking. He knows where you're at. He knows your struggles. He's a great high priest. He's a prophet, priest, and king, greater than any prophet, priest, or king. So he's a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So he knows what you're going through. So you can go boldly now to the throne of grace because he made a way. When he went to the cross, the veil was rent. So now you can enter in boldly. Even though we're not worthy, we're worthy because we put our faith in him, the Holy Spirit in us. But in our in and of ourselves, we're not worthy. But Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so, faith, hope, and love. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hope of glory. Faith. Hope, love, faith and hope, but the greatest is love, right? Why would love be the greatest? Now, love has to be based on truth. Love is not based on lies. If somebody says, I love you, but they're lying to you. If somebody says, I love you, but they're lying to you, that's not love. That's hate. If somebody's lying to you and say they love you, that's not love. That's hate. They hate you. Think about that. Because they're putting up a fake reality. If somebody says, I love you, but you find out they're lying to you, they don't love you. They don't even know what love is. They hate you. They hate you. If somebody says, I love you, but they're lying to you, they hate you. They might even believe they love you, but it's the opposite. They're deluded. They might even hate themselves deep down. It's delusions. You can't live in a lie and call that love, because the Bible says in the epistles, probably 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians, he says, lie not one to another, because you're all one. The body of Christ is one. Why are you going to lie to each other? You're one. Lie not to one another. Why are you going to lie? So if you lie to the body of Christ, that means you can lie to yourself. And if you're lying to yourself, you hate yourself. So if somebody lies to you, it's because they don't love you. They hate you, and they hate themselves. Something about their own life they hate. They hate themselves. They might not call it hate. They might not say, I hate myself, but they don't like themselves. If they're lying to somebody else who's a member of the body, and you're one in Christ, then they don't understand what love is, and so there's no way there's no way. It's impossible. It's impossible. So what's happening is they've tied to the world so long, they don't understand what it means to walk in a genuine walk. In other words, they don't know what it means to be genuine. So they're lying to themselves because they can't be genuine. They feel like if they're genuine, nobody would accept them, I guess. That's what it comes down to. They can't be genuine with themselves because they can't. And you know it's true because they can't be genuine to anybody else. If they're lying to somebody else and they said they love them, you know that's not genuine. And for somebody to even say it, that means they're not genuine with their inner man, because they're lying to somebody else. And if they're lying to somebody else, they're not genuine. So they're not even genuine with their self. So their internal part, they're not healthy. They don't like themselves. It's really easy stuff. It's just deduction, you know, spiritual deduction. You can just, if somebody's fake, if people are just fake all the time, that means they're not genuine. And if they can, if they live that way all the time, why would they do that? People pleasing. They're trying to please people. And if they're people pleasers, the Bible says they're pleasers of man instead of pleasers of God. The chances of us people pleaser being saved is really rare. All right. I wasn't even going to talk about this stuff. I had no idea what I was going to talk about. But evidently somebody needed to hear that. I would sell, if I couldn't be genuine on a job or something, or an estate or a city or somewhere, or even a living situation, I would sell everything and move and just find somewhere, somehow, I could be genuine. Even if it was just cleaning toilets all day or digging ditches, being genuine, that's so important to your soul. People don't even realize, because if you're not genuine your whole life, to when you get older, if you get 60, 70, 80, and you've never really been genuine your whole life, how are you going to get saved? How are you going to live in peace? If you can't be genuine, how can you even function? Because you're divided in your soul. And that's what the devil wants. That's what the corporate system's trying to do. That's what the media, that's what the churches are trying to do. The 501, they work you to death. When it's faith alone, they want to work you to death. And if you say, hey, this ain't right, oh, you shouldn't backtalk the elders. You shouldn't be backtalking. Well, y'all are saying faith alone, but then you're saying works, faith plus works by your actions. Oh, that's not what we're saying. You're just not understanding. There's something wrong with you. You need to go get some counseling, but don't try to rebuke us, because we're trying to help people, and we got this humble look on our face. You know. What are you talking about? You trying to stress people out, tell them that if they miss a day of church, they're not right with God. What is that about? Well, you know, you're gonna be out in the world if you're not at church. And it's faith alone. It's faith alone. In the finished work, it's finished. It is finished. I'm gonna rest. There is a rest for the people of God, Hebrews 4. You enter into that rest by trusting in His finished work, not your own. Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit. You can work yourself to the bone and not get nothing done, but if you just rest in His Spirit, you can get more done in less work. You can get more done with less work if you let it happen through Him. But if you're working in the energy of the flesh, your own power, your own energy, you're going to fail. You can't do it. You can't win souls without the Holy Spirit. You can't do anything without the Spirit of God. See, what happens is when people are trying to be a works-based salvation mindset, or a sanctification mindset about works, they're going to be sanctified by going to church, reading their Bible, anything that they think they do. It comes back to self-glory, you know. And so that self-glory is opposite of God getting the glory, right? So the hard work and self, you know, look at me, he's working hard to be, see, it's the opposite of what God wants. God is happy with His Son. He's not happy with us. He's happy with Jesus. And so we enter in by faith. And there's many verses that talk about the grace of life and be thankful that you got in, because the judgment of God is serious. He's not playing games. Be thankful. God sent his only son to the cross. I mean, we wouldn't even do that. God Almighty chose to send his son to the cross. And I know when you see Jesus, you see the Father. You know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, but they're all one. Now think about that. And he ever lives to make intercession for the saints. He ever liveth. That means what? He knew that he lives to hold us all together. By him, all things consist. So think about this. So you're going to, so let's say you were up there, you're in heaven, and the humans haven't been created yet. And you say, well, I want to create some humans, but I know they're going to fall into sin because the flesh is nothing but sin. You're God. You know everything. You know the beginning from the end. And you say, well, I'm going to have to go and make a copy of myself and go down in the earth and go to the cross. And that copy is the copy that's going to sustain everybody forever. The angels and the saved people, the elect, you know. And so that is your whole function in creation. You ever live to make intercession for the saints. So that's why Jesus came down here. That was his purpose. His only purpose. That's why the root word of this reality in the spirit is together. The root word in the natural is divide. Together, to get her, to get heirs, joint heirs. Because compared to God, the flesh creature is weak. The woman's a weaker vessel. So the flesh is weak, but the spirit is power. That's why under the law, the letter killeth. Long story short, what if your only purpose was to hold all the cars together in the whole world? You wouldn't do it. What if your only purpose was to hold all the animals together? You were created to hold all the animals and all the cats and the dogs and all the animals together. You wouldn't do it. What if your only purpose in eternity was to hold all the houses together? You wouldn't do it. But Jesus is holding it all together. He's holding it all together. This is why the devil wants to destroy the types and shadows and destroy the earth, because he can't do it. And the Bible says Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. So think about it. Jesus is holding it all together. They're trying to destroy the earth. You know they are. The Democrats are trying to destroy the earth. They'll say it's the Republicans drilling oil, you know. But God gave us that oil for a reason. So his only purpose is to hold it all together. How many people could do that? None of us would do it.